All right. We got to talk about that, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to. All right. Before we go get back into that, taking a look at politicians and religion in the U.S. of A., want to let you know a little bit about what we have coming up next week. I know a lot of you really enjoy music. You enjoy listening to it, which is cool. That really is cool. Some of you also enjoy playing music. When I say playing music, I don't mean the CDs or, you know, the other music sources, but I mean the instruments. How many of you played in your younger days, even if you don't play now? How many of you enjoyed watching other people play? What were some of your favorite instruments? What are some of your favorite instruments? I know some of you are really into piano. Some of you are really into drums. Some of you are really into clarinets and saxophones and tubas. Some of you are really into guitars, lead and bass guitars. Well, I tell you what, when it comes to guitars, one of the great names in guitars is Fender. That's right, Fender. Leo Fender, the man who is responsible for those awesome lead and rhythm guitars, those awesome bass guitars that bear his name, Fender. Well, I get an opportunity to let us hear from Dr. Randall Bell, whose father had a close association with Leo Fender, actually worked with him when Dr. Randall Bell was younger. But we will also be speaking with Phyllis Fender, Leo Fender's wife, this Monday at 1 o'clock. I want you to be in tune as we speak with them from the book Leo Fender, The Quiet Giant Heard Round the World. Miss Phyllis Fender, along with Dr. Randall Bell, Monday, the 23rd at 1 o'clock on Power Friday, the man who spoke with us about the connection between hip-hop and politics, Dr. Craig Albert, will be joining us again. And you know, he really brings to life the world of politics. So be with us next week all you can. Tuning in live to 1550 AM, The Voice. And you can hear us Monday through Friday from 1 until 2. And you can also listen in on the weekends, Saturdays and Sundays from 1 until 3. And if for whatever the reason you're not able to join us for the live broadcast, or maybe you've heard a live broadcast and you want to hear something that you missed, or you want to hear something that you've heard again, you can do it. Just go to speakingwith.com and click on the link that's labeled Listen Online at your convenience. You can scroll down to the guest or topic of your choice and click on that link, and that'll bring up the segments. Usually, we have 4 segments for each hour. Usually, once in a while, we'll only have 3, but usually 4, and you just click on the segments that you want to hear as you want to hear them. Is that easy? 3 quick, easy clicks. Go to speakingwith.com, click on Listen Online at your convenience, then listen, click on the label of the guest or topic of your choice, and then you're listening to the segments. So how about it, ladies and gentlemen? We saw so many, and remember this, this is so important to keep in mind. No one is perfect. No one is flawless. The only human who ever lives, who was absolutely perfect and never sinned, is Jesus, the God-man. All the rest of us are imperfect and flawed even after we are born again. So I'm not saying that either of these two men that I'm discussing now, by way of just for purposes of comparison, is perfect. I'm not suggesting that, because I know that neither of them is perfect, just like I'm not perfect, just like you are not perfect. We're human. But that said, if we're just honest about it, we look at what we know about Barack Obama's lifestyle, we have reason to take him at his word when he says he's a Christian. And yet we had many, many churchgoers all across this country who angrily refuted this man's claim about himself. Then we have Donald Trump, who had been through several divorces, and we knew that in at least some of those divorce situations, he was cheating on his wife before their divorce occurred. We knew that. We knew about his unethical business practices, having contractors do work for him, and then he not pay the contractors, file for bankruptcy rather than be sued and have to pay, not paying back many of his lenders. We heard Donald Trump tell many lies during the campaign. And again, let's just be honest. Let's just be honest. We heard the recording where Donald Trump bragged about groping women, engaging in sexual misconduct. In fact, some of that sexual misconduct really and truly would be considered sexual assault. He's forcing his kisses on women. He's grabbing women's breasts. He's grabbing their crotches against their will. That is sexual assault. And we knew this was going on. And then some people say, well, we prayed for Donald Trump. And they say, they insist that he's a Christian. And when you bring up his deeply flawed lifestyle, they say, well, God's just working on him. God is still working on him. It's not like Donald Trump is only 23 years old or even 32 years old. There are many things that we know about when it comes to morals and ethics that you really don't even have to be born again in order to live those morals out. There are many people who will not stiff their contractors because of moral and ethical reasons. There are many people who just don't grope women. They just will not do it. And yet they don't claim to be Christians. They don't claim to be born again. They refuse to do those things because it's wrong. And they know it's wrong, so they exercise self-control and they avoid doing it. There are many people who are not habitual liars simply because they know that it is wrong to lie. I'm not saying that anyone is perfect, but I'm saying that there are many people who are not habitual liars. There are many people who have enough love in their hearts. And we know that love is the greatest sign of a person being born again. It is the most important, and we know it's the most important indication that a person is born again. The Bible tells us that. And we had a man in his 70s running for president of the United States of America, encouraging Americans to harm their fellow American citizens